Coal country is waiting to see if President Trump's rollbacks of environmental regulations will boost the mining business. But some bipartisan proposals before Congress offer different ways to help. Ohio Valley Resource Reporters offer some analysis of three ideas that could help to mend mining country.
From his campaign rallies to White House events, President Trump has repeatedly pledged to bring jobs back to coal country.
We are going to put our coal miners back to work.
But a number of industry analysts doubt those jobs are coming back. A Columbia University study concludes that Trump's regulatory rollbacks won't make much difference.
And that means that U.S. coal production and employment is going to be either flat or declining, regardless of policy that the Trump administration puts in place.
That's researcher Trevor Hauser, whose study showed that environmental regulations are responsible for only about 3 to 5% of the industry's decline. But some other proposals in Congress promise to help miners and mining communities meet economic and health challenges. Resource reporters Benny Becker, Becca Schimmel, and Glynis Board have been looking into those proposals, and they join us now. Glynis, let's start with something called the Reclaim Act. What's the idea there?
Right. Well, the big idea here is to accelerate reclamation of abandoned mine land by dispersing $1 billion of abandoned mine land funds, which is a federal fund, over a 5-year period, and to leverage increased mine reclamation projects to increase long-term economic businesses on these reclaimed mine sites. The bill would speed up spending from this fund that was established decades ago for the expressed purpose of restoring abandoned coal mining lands, and especially in areas that have lost coal jobs.
Now, while the number of employed miners is dropping, there are still thousands of retired miners, and their benefits are looking pretty shaky. Becca, you've been reporting on this. What's the latest?
Miners sought their health and pension benefits in the Miners Protection Act, and their health benefits were secured, but not pensions, with language from a bill Mitch McConnell introduced in January. And miners have stated that they'll continue to fight for these pensions, and there are about 43,000 retirees in our region whose pension program could become insolvent without congressional action.
Another big concern for both active and retired miners is the monitoring and treatment for black lung disease. Benny, you've been reporting on the resurgence of black lung in our region. What does that mean for the treatment available?
Well, There is, as you said, there's a huge number of miners compared to what we've seen in the past who are coming down with the worst form of black lung, and often at younger ages. So that's putting a lot of pressure on the treatment centers. These black lung clinics, they were set up with federal funding in 1972. It was supposed to be $10 million a year, but it's been significantly lower than that. So a group of congressmen has proposed that the funding be returned up to $10 million, which was what was originally promised.
All three of these proposals, we should mention, have bipartisan support. That letter requesting additional black lung funding, the Reclaim Act, the Miners Act, all have support across the aisle. But a question to you guys, do we see any indication of support from the White House?
Regarding the Reclaim Act, I haven't heard anything out of the White House about it. Nothing yet.
President Trump says he supports miners and he stands with them, but there's no specifics on what that might mean.
Yeah, lots of general support, but no specific promises on black lung either.
Resource reporters Benny Becker, Becca Schimmel, and Glynis Board, thank you all very much. And there's much more information on this station's website. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU today.